As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Gravity Leadership Podcast, where we explore how to center our lives and our leadership in the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ.
In the midst of the disruptive cultural shockwaves of the 21st century.
Join us as we learn to take the love of God seriously as the force that holds all of us and everything together.
Well, listener, you made it. 2022 is winding down, coming to a close, and we're glad you're spending the last few hours with us. By us, I mean myself, Matt Tebbe, joined by Christy Penley. Hello, CP.
Hello.
And Ben Sternke.
Otherwise known as BS. I like to bring the BS.
Is that what people call you?
Just like Christy brings the CP. I remember being actually intensely disappointed when I found out, like, people using their initials and stuff, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then figuring out that my initials were BS. I was like, oh.
You could use your third initial.
I did. I tried that too, but that sounded like, it's B-E-S. And I was like, that sounds like a cow's name. Bess. So,
yep.
I was just like, fine, I'll just be Ben.
Can't get all the trends.
Yep.
You just have to settle for Harlem Shakes, and that's all you get.
Yeah, story of my life.
Well, we have a special episode today. First of all, there are few people in the world who are better at expressing love and thoughtfulness through gift giving than Christy Penley. And so she has sent us, Ben and I, each a gift, a package. And so what I'm going to do.
Wait, before you do that. Because in my world, like, it's an event.
Okay.
Right? This is an event. We're doing a podcast. You get to open up your package. Mm-hmm. And the package is like Christmas stuff.
Okay.
Like, it's a Christmas gift. Okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like when I say an event, it means like food and clothing and all that kind of stuff has to match the event. And you guys don't look very festive at all.
No.
But don't worry. I'm prepared.
Okay. So you're
look
prepared.
At this. Okay. I have overalls, you guys. Oh. With a big
reindeer overalls.
Yep. And they've got like velour reindeer checkered pants.
Are those googly eyes on the reindeer?
Guys, it's an up for like the ugly Christmas sweater. Like, I would win every time
that's
wearing
amazing.
This. But that is not all, because I am very festive. I also have some glasses that look like reindeer glasses.
Oh,
that matched the face of the. We need to take a picture so that you can, like, you know, post
like
it
a screenshot.
So they know how ridiculous I look or whatever.
Christy does, listener. Christy looks ridiculous, which is the point. Yeah.
So. No, I think.
But
you look
now
great.
We're ready. Now we're ready for you
okay,
to open
now
up.
Now we're
package.
Ready. Great.
Because now I'm festively dressed.
I would like to point out I am wearing green. That's a Christmas color. Mm. So I'm halfway there, maybe.
No, St. Patrick's Day.
Right. Look, Chrissy's the expert here, okay. Ben. I'm going to go with her.
I know.
But you do have hoping. Christmas lights behind you. I see those Christmas lights.
Hey!
Right.
This is true.
The card.
Okay, open up your package.
Ooh, the card.
Oh, yes.
Are we going to start with the card?
It's a
Christmas card.
It's a Christmas card. It says, Happy Christmas. crisis in all caps. Love the Pinley family. And it's pictures of the Pinley family organized. Oh, and it's a Christmas tree with all six of their children.
It's but then lovely. On the back, I put a funny picture.
All right, on the back, oh, it's Christy and Paul in a tandem bicycle.
Oh, wow. That's
bicycle built for two.
Funny picture.
And then can I read your top 10?
Well, first you got to tell, what's the title at the top of it?
Oh, tandem bomb. Hey.
But
this is great.
I love how pleased you are with
yourself. She does like, Christy has said she likes mom jokes. And so I feel like her outfit
tandem bomb
and the pun.
Yeah,
is
because it's them on a tandem bike. It's the picture.
This is true.
Was that clear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it was. It was a bicycle built for two.
Okay.
Can I read your top 10 here?
Top 10, go
top
for
10
it.
From top 2022.
10 what? Oh, okay.
The first is adding Alexander to our family. They adopted Alexander as their sixth child.
Yep.
Second, Chrissy's new job at Pulpit Rock Church. I'm a big fan of this church.
From
the stories you tell me, Christy. Number three, Paul's fly fishing trips to Montana and Wyoming.
You were with him, I think, for one of those.
I was in Wyoming with Paul.
Yep.
Paul is legendary. If the scholar thing doesn't work out, he's got I don't know if there's a pro fly fishing tour.
He could join.
He's really good. Number four, family summer vacation to Michigan. Oh,
yay!
Yeah. Five, mini soccer, volleyball, track, and cross country meets. Yes. Six, Soren learning to drive. Can you believe that?
Oh, my goodness.
I remember when this kid
was
born.
I'm not a very good parent teaching. Yeah, I know. Crazy.
Oh, I'm terrible teaching my kids to drive. I'm scared the whole time. And they're like, Dad, that's not helping. I'm like, I don't know what else to do.
I hold on to the seatbelt.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Number six. So number seven, Christy's increasing speaking opportunities. That's incredible. Yeah. Yep.
Super fun.
Number eight, Paul's continued work on an Acts commentary. We don't talk about this much, but Paul has been commissioned by a global Bible study group. Bible study group to write commentaries for their thousands and thousands and thousands of people who go through their Bible studies.
Yeah.
And he's doing a great job. Number nine, kids' summer camp experience. Oh, boy. We talked about
that. They loved
it. They did?
Yeah.
Even Soren?
At the end, loved it. He worked at a camp for 5 weeks. He was so homesick, but at the end, he loved it.
And then number 10, welcoming many family and friends into our house, including Ben and Raina.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. And the
Tebby. And the Tebby family. Yeah.
And the Tebby family. That's just awesome.
So that's a Christmas card. All right.
What were we? We were somewhere recently in my family, and we were talking about going somewhere. Oh, I know. A friend of mine just went to Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you say Puerto Vallarta in Spanish. And they talked about how it's on the west coast of Mexico, and it's like right on the beach, and it's like a small little town, and there's mountains right there. And they're like, if you like ocean and mountains and a small town, it's a perfect place to go. So I'm like talking to my wife. I'm like, hey, we got to figure out how to like buy one of your mom's timeshare weeks and like see if we can get a place there and go to Puerto Vallarta. And Sharon's like, yeah, but she said something. And then Celeste goes, oh, and we can invite the Pinleys.
Come on, yes! Because
the conversation was about like having friends to play with there.
Oh, so fun.
Anyway.
CC and Bree were like two little peas in a pod. They were so fun.
All right, so that's a really sweet little card. Thank you for that, Christy. I'll hang that up downstairs. And then, Ben, you have a card here too. Maybe I'll give that to you someday. And then there's a little package
You got to open the package
that says Pops Hergy on it. Are you sure this is for me?
Are you for real? Did I really send you my dad's? Oh gosh, you guys, you might be opening my dad's.
Hang on a second. Okay, so Christy, hang on.
Oh my gosh,
I'll be right back.
That's so funny.
I'll be right back. Okay, I gotta tell you what the other package says.
Oh my goodness, you guys. This is live recording right here, and it may just not work out. We may have to, like, I don't know.
The presents might.
All right, Christy, I'll be honest. I'll be honest with you. Okay. I thought you were reusing, like, old package. I mean, it's fine, because this came in a larger package. I thought, okay, she's just reusing envelopes. So Pops Hergy is one. This would be great. We'll do a live opening of your dad's Christmas present. The second says, to Eagle Lake Camps, Soren Pinley Camper Crew.
Yep. I'm pretty sure that was just me reusing an envelope because I stuck it in another envelope,
All right.
right? Well, so let's hope that my dad's is just like I messed
sure,
that up
let's
and
see.
It's not his Christmas gift because
right,
then
see.
He won't get it.
The first is, ooh, it looks like a tube of denture toothpaste.
No, it's a Christmas ornament.
Headphones.
A Christmas ornament with headphones on it.
These
purple
are Christie's headphones.
They're like pink. They're like, yes. And here's the deal. One of our listeners, like I was talking about how I needed to buy you guys this. And they sent me the link of like how to find it.
Oh,
really?
And I was
perfect.
Like, no way.
Okay,
thank
so we get
Christie's
headphones. That's awesome. It looked like a smiley face when I first opened it.
So that
it.
Was the correct gift.
Yep.
At least one
that
of the packages
the
has
gift.
The
okay.
correct gift. Yep.
Oh, goodness. There's some, some Pike's Peak lemonade spiced chai. It's lemonade concentrate with spiced chai.
So you mix that up with some hot water.
One part concentrate, three parts water. Oh, and there's a cocktail recipe here, Ben.
Yep.
Oh, I'm in.
Pike's Peak lemonade is the best lemonade ever. And it's right here in Colorado Springs. And I love their seasonal flavors.
I'm going to open it up and smell it.
You would think that like spiced chai and lemonade would be weird, but if you heat it up, it's like a different kind of like, you know, apple cider-esque drink.
Yeah,
I can see that.
I can feel it. Yeah.
Kind of like a wassail.
Like a wassail.
Okay, that looks delicious. Ben, you're going to love this. If it's delicious enough, I might not even give you your gift. Ooh.
No, this is.
And then green Christmas socks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you need to match me, like all dressed up.
It has little candy canes and Santa hats on it. Oh, Christie Bentley, you're the best.
Yeah. So here's the scoop. I actually ordered you guys another little gift that was supposed to be in there.
Really?
And it didn't come. I'm like scared that I'm never going to get it, but I'm going to tell you what it is. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Actually, your wives are going to like this
one. I'll open it in my mind.
Yes. And then you can surprise your wives. Maybe you can even tell them it's just from you. It'd be totally fine. unless they listen to this podcast. But it's a cookie cutter. It's like a stamp.
Oh, yeah.
When you make like roll out cookies or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And it says like Merry Christmas from the Tebby family or Merry Christmas from the Sternke family.
So you can make cookies
awesome.
as a gift, a Christmas gift.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So like when you make cookies, you can have your kids like stamp it all out and give it to your neighbors. And it's super cool.
Because I'm always like, I was like, where did this cookie come from? And I can never remember. And I'm just,
you know,
no, that's a really thoughtful gift.
You're a lot of BS, Ben. Come on.
I know, yeah, I'm bringing the BS today. No, that's really kind,
super kind and super thoughtful. Like, if someone was holding my kids hostage and they would release them if I thought up of a creative Christmas gift, I'm pretty sure I would just lose my kid because I don't have, like, it's such a good thing. I never would think of that, Christy.
Isn't it so fun?
Ah, it's so much fun.
But I'm so sad. It didn't come. And so I'm like, I'm going to end up sending that to you as, like, a Valentine's or St. Patrick's Day gift or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, speaking of hostage, maybe you should hold our cookie cutters hostage so we have to come visit you again.
There you go.
There you go.
Come on.
I'm not shipping this one. Get out here if you want it.
We kind of want to do a year in review, like just kind of a look back, a retrospective, if you will, of kind of how 2022 has been, and then look forward to 2023. So you ready? We'll do this briefly. We've got about 20 minutes or so, all right? The first question is, like, give us a sense of how 2022 was for you, like major breakthroughs. Mm. Maybe there were transitions or endings or new beginnings or struggles. Maybe just give us like, what were the high points and the low points of 2022?
Yeah. Well, and all three of us like had big years.
Yeah.
It's true.
Feels like it.
So.
Yeah.
For me, I would say the high and lows are I left a job and I left a church community and it was super painful. I don't talk a lot about it on here, and then 6 months later, I took a job at another community here locally and it's been beautiful and great. But that was a big old deal, like a big old deal. Mm-hmm. And the other big deal was that we added a kid. No, I'm not pregnant. But Alexander had been living with us for several years and he wanted to be part of our family and he's an adult and I didn't I don't know anybody who's ever done it, like some sort of adult adoption. So I made a few phone calls, and anyway, to make a long story short, he didn't change his name, but we actually had the ceremony to bring Alexander into our family and committed in front of about 50 or 60 people, and then had a massive prayer time. And so those two things are like huge. And honestly, totally. Like the trajectory of our lives are different because of those two decisions.
That's really true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal, Christy. Yeah.
That is a big deal. You have to let Paul know he needs to update his Twitter bio because it still says dad of five kids.
Okay, I will. I'll edit it.
That's incredible.
And now a word from a sponsor. All right, let's get back into our conversation.
And we talked a bit about the church transition here. And Alexander, I think Ben, you met Alexander too, right?
Yeah.
He was just there. A great young man.
While we were there.
Cool. Yeah. How about you, Ben?
Fantastic. Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, you and I do a lot of stuff together. Mm-hmm. And so you'll know about this, but I think, you know, we had a big year.
Yeah.
As far as our church, you know, Matt and I are both bivocational. We do Gravity part-time. We do our church part-time, along with another co-pastor there. We moved to a new building after 4 years in the same space as a church plant, which kind of felt like a big deal. There's, you know, that always brings shifting and changing, and, you know, it's a little shorter drive for some people, a little longer for other people, and navigating that, is stressful. We also moved denominations. We've kind of hinted at this. I don't know if listeners are fully aware of this, but like we moved from one denomination to another, and that was, that was a long process of discernment, a lot of conversations. We had to kind of go slow and take our time and have a lot of, you know, process a lot of feelings that came up for people as we went through that. So I think for me, as I think back on that, it was stressful, and there was, you know, we're sort of recovering and resting from having gone through it. And it took a toll, but I do think we led well overall through it. And so I'm feeling like that's like a breakthrough for me as I think about that process, is I think we led well through it. We got some good help from people. We reached out, you know, for some help. How do we have these conversations? What, you know, how do we lead well? So I think we led well, but it did take a toll. I sort of, you know, I feel tired, and I'm glad to have it in the rearview mirror in a sense. So yeah, it's kind of experiencing now some level of relief plus grief. You know, there's always grief that every change feels like a loss in some ways. And there were, you know, there's real stuff that we lost as we went through it. Mm-hmm. So, but also some hope and excitement for the future as well.
Yeah. I won't repeat what Ben said, but those were probably struggles and breakthroughs. Strakethroughs. Bruggles.
Bruggles.
I would say in addition to that, you know, we published our book in 2022, which felt
that was great.
Yeah.
What a great celebration.
Big deal. And then a big change.
Literally forgot about that.
Yeah. A big change in the Tebby house is I feel like both of my kids entered puberty this year. And, it is a hormone tsunami around here. Just saying. In different ways. I think my son's personality he's gone inward and kind of withdrawn and wants to be alone a lot. And my daughter's energy is much more out and like in my face. And neither of their energies is the way that I would build a child robot right now. If I had a child robot capacity, I would build their energies differently. And so it's been an adaptation. It's been a recalibration for me with my kids.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. I don't know if it's a struggle. It's just a change. And it's been, it's a big deal. You guys ever experienced puberty?
I'm still waiting for that all to kick in. My voice is going to get deeper.
All right. All right. So that's kind of a look back.
I definitely have.
What about our podcast? What was your favorite episode or two conversation that we had on our podcast in the last year?
Yeah. There's so many, honestly. I mean,
yeah.
But the 52? Ones that stand out are, it's interesting to me why they stood out. So the first one is with Dr. David Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, is he British?
Yep.
I think he's British.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we had to do it like, he was like, it was a crazy time for him. But yeah. A time of day, I mean. But he wrote a commentary on the book of John, and he was talking about it. But what was significant to me in that podcast was I like left that podcast and felt like I had just spent time with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like the way he was, who he is, it was powerful for me in a unexpected way of just his kindness, his questions, his presence was this picture of Jesus to me. And so that's one that stands out. The other one that stands out is the spiritual journaling podcast that we just recently did.
With Mark Shelsky.
Mark Shelsky. And again, the reason is because that has been something I've implemented into my life in the last year. And so to kind of be hearing and processing and then reading his book, it was a fun way to kind of calibrate like head knowledge and actually practice, you know, of what's happening. Yeah. So those two ones like really stood out to me when I thought back to this last year. What about you guys?
Yeah, I think, by the way, I'll put links to these in the show notes if anybody wants to go back and check these out. David Ford was back in April. Mark Shelsky, I think, was in November. But I think for me, I enjoyed our, we did in the lead up and just after our book release this summer, we did a podcast series on kind of just reflecting on the book. And we did that with you, Christy, and Gino as well. And I really appreciated that whole series. Just hearing from both of you. Just some of the wisdom. I don't know. There's something fun to me about sort of putting something out there into the world, like this book or these axioms that you guys have been working with. And then hearing back how they've been implemented and sort of like, I feel like there's this wisdom that multiplies if we put something out there and offer it, and then, you know, it's received and then practiced, and then you offer something back. And I feel like, man, that was such a gift to be able to learn kind of in real time, you know, what these axioms have been doing and then maybe how they can develop and grow. And anyway, I really appreciate that whole series. And I think for me, the other one that stands out is our interview with KJ Ramsey about her new book, The Lord Is My Courage. So something about KJ, I think that there's something that she really gets about the power of vulnerability, open-heartedness. I feel like, you know, and sometimes we have a podcast and they're fine and, you know, somebody's doing promos for their book and, you know, that's fine. And they're answering questions and it's a fine conversation. There's nothing against it, but there's something different about KJ and the way that she interacts that where I just feel like we're having a very open-hearted, open-ended conversation. She's sharing herself with us. I feel like we're communing with one another when we talk with KJ. And I really, really appreciate that. I think she's a deeply wise person. And I'm grateful every time we get to talk with her. That one stands out to me.
Yeah.
How about you, Matt?
Well, there's so many, but the two that stand out to me, one was our interview with Melissa Flora Bixler, How to Have an Enemy. I'd been wanting to chat about that book for so long, and it was so helpful for me. That book was so helpful in clarifying in a really important time. And then I thought our conversation with her was a lot of fun. And then the other one, I'm noticing that both these books were really seminal for me. So the interview is tied to the book. But the other one was when we talked to Brandon O'Brien about misreading scripture with Western eyes. And just the amount of help that was. I mean, Ben, really, that was probably the our ability to name axioms in discipleship is directly related to that book and how it helped me see lenses, cultural lenses, that interfered with interpreting scripture. And so probably those two, but so many good ones.
I know.
Yeah, we really had a great year of just being able to chat with some really quality folks.
Yeah. Maybe this past year, last question of last year, how are you different this December than last? How have you grown or changed?
Why don't you start, Matt?
I'm 10 pounds heavier, I think.
Literal growth.
Literal.
For real?
Literally growing.
You can't tell.
All right. Yeah. You know what? I have made some headway in my sleep. I've struggled with sleep for a long time. I've told you all this, and I'm seeing a therapist who does therapy, and he has helped me have this little there's no fentanyl involved. It's great that there's no like drugs or prescriptions or things like that involved. And it's keeping me from waking up in the middle of the night. And even the last three nights when I've woken up in the past, I would have not been able to go back to sleep, and I'm falling back asleep. I'm just super grateful for that.
Yeah.
Sleep is essential.
Oh my gosh.
It impacts. Well, I heard you say, you know, I think sleep is a spiritual discipline. Yeah. And I think you're right, because it impacts so much. Not just how we feel, but for me, how I treat other people.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. How about you, Christy?
Yeah. You know, you said you gained 10 pounds. Do you know, like, you can't tell, I'm on a screen, but I actually have lost 30 pounds.
30?
Is that crazy? 30.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Does this have to do with your iron deficiency?
No. No, but I think it has to do with, like, being purposeful about
diet changes around eating, that.
Eating healthy.
Yeah.
And just being, I'm a, like, a commitment exerciser. So, like, if I say I'm going to run a marathon, then I'm going to train for the marathon, run the marathon, and then never run again. It's weird. I don't know how to explain it. But anyway, all this to say, I would say in the last year, there's a practice of exercise that's just healthy now. It's not because there's like some big thing at the end. But that's actually not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is that I think in the last year, I am able to view myself and other people more holistically. And because of that, I think that there's been some health and wholeness that's happened in these different parts of my life that actually impact my whole life. So, I mean, exercise, eating is one, but counseling and the impact of processing emotions and getting more tools in my toolbox of being able to do that has been pretty powerful.
Yeah.
So, and life-changing. We'll be right back.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Let's get back to the show.
One thing that comes to mind, I'm struggling with how to figure out how to articulate this, but I feel like there was a shift for me, when our church went through that denominational change and that transition, I felt like something shifted for me that I feel like I've been in this season where I haven't trusted my leadership instincts for some reason. I feel like I've deferred. And it's easy to do in a co-pastoring kind of situation if, you know, it's like, well, I don't know. Like if I don't have an idea of what to do, I can just, you know, see what Matt thinks or see what Spencer thinks. And I feel like there's been this like deferring energy that I've had for a little while. And I, you know, some of that's probably decent and good, you know, for me not just say like, oh, I know the right idea. You know, as an Enneagram one, I typically think I have a good idea. But I don't know. I feel like I've been in this season where I haven't trusted that I have a good idea for a while. And I think that, again, some of that's good, but some of it I don't think has been helpful for me or for, you know, our church or for Gravity. And so I think one of the things that's changed for me is that I'm learning to trust again and sort of be confident that, like, mostly my leadership instincts are pretty good. That sounds a little weird to say, but like I'm learning to trust that and to say, look, this is what I think we should do, you know, and offer that, you know, trying to offer that humbly, obviously. But
yeah,
I feel like that was a shift for me in this last year. That feels like a good one. So
good, Ben. That's great, yeah. Man. Well, maybe to wrap up here in 2023. Now, Chrissy, I know you get words for the year, and you're very intentional about this question. So you can, if you have explicit things to fill out from that intentionality, go for it. But in general, too, what are you looking forward to personally in 2023? Any goals or aspirations you have personally and with the podcast, with what we're doing here together?
Yeah, I'm a goal-oriented person. Like, I love checking things off and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But when I looked at 2023, I do pick a word. My word next year is present, meaning like being present. Mm-hmm. I tend to think about the future rather than I plan and mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's some growth there for me. But I'm looking forward to like doing my doctoral like program, like the actual project itself. And I'm hoping that Gravity people can be a part of this, but I will eventually be teaching a cohort on emotional intelligence, and it will be part of my research project. So I'm looking forward to doing that, and then I'm also looking forward to it being done. and then Paul and I are celebrating 20 years, and so we're going to the Netherlands this year going to bike across part of Holland.
Oh, my goodness.
And amazing. I'm so excited. It's going to be so fun. So those are some things I'm looking forward to.
That's incredible.
That sounds incredible. Wow.
You and Paul going to use your tandem bomb?
I know. Next year, same picture, same bike, different location, maybe.
Yeah, different location, and maybe a different joke. Maybe you could find a Dutch way of saying.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, how about you, Matt? What are you looking forward to?
One of the big things that happened this past year is my father-in-law died unexpectedly. Just happened this fall. It was pretty difficult, and I was surprised at how much it impacted me. Not that I didn't love him, but it impacted me a great deal. And I realized that so he was married, had been married for 50 plus years. So even his children were focused on mom's well-being, still are, right? And then those children have this dual role of giving care to mom, but also dealing with their own care they need. They're grieving too, right? But then you have another ring of people. You have grandkids and spouses who maybe, I don't know if this is the appropriate way to talk about it, but maybe who are one more step removed from intimacy or closeness or, you know what I'm saying? There's a different ring there. And I think that I've been trying to help my wife deal with, be a support for her and help her grieve. But I'm realizing that I need to grieve too. And I don't know how to calibrate those two needs. But the word tend to the grief comes to me when I think of, and I get those are three words, Christy, but the phrase tend to the grief kind of occurs to me for 2023. I would love to get into a better rhythm with sleep. I started working out at the end of October. But right now my sleep is such that some days I can't work out, or some days I'm like trying to get sleep, you know, during the window of time when I'd work out, which is, you know, early in the morning. So I'd love to get a better, healthier rhythm, because the amount of work I'm doing and the amount of stress my body accumulates, I feel like it needs to happen. And then for the podcast, I think I would say, we've done a lot of things over the years here at Gravity. And this past year, we did the five things you learned and the five things Gino learned, Christy and Gino and Ben and I. And we did that Grace and Truth, what's it called? Series. That's the word. And I think
you
in
mean
this,
the book series?
Yeah, yeah. I mean the book series.
I'm sorry. The books, yeah, the Axiom book series. Sorry, not Grace and Truth.
Yeah.
But I think this coming year, I think I'd like to do more of that. I think there's a lot of things that are stirring in our ministries that we're learning. And we want to not only provide you with conversations, cultivate conversations around what Gravity is about, but we actually want to generate them ourselves as well. And so I think that's one of the things I'm committed to in 2023 is having more conversations around, you know, things I've learned as a woman in ministry or ways I'm learning to trust my voice, Ben.
Not you, Ben. Yeah, not that one. Yeah.
Ben, it's not funny for you to say that, Matt. Second. Things I've learned as a woman in ministry.
Yeah, I've got a six series podcast already. I've already written it out.
Tune in to hear Matt what Matt's learned as a woman. So.
Let me tell you what you've learned. Yeah, that's awful. Okay. yeah. So that's what I'm thinking through for 2023.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I echo that on the podcast, Matt. I am looking forward to being able to shape and cultivate a little bit more content ourselves. And I'm excited about that. I think it's a good season for us to be doing that. We'll probably try to translate some of that too into other kinds of content written, and probably put some of this stuff in the commons, et cetera. I think one of the things that I'm, I don't know if I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm trying to navigate it much in the same way that you're talking about trying to find rest, Matt, and time to work out and such. So it feels like a challenge to me, but I feel caught right now between two different needs that feel at odds with each other. One is the need to rest. I feel like, you know, I feel like 2023 is like, yeah, just, I mean, with the pandemic and everything that we've come through, like there's just this need to like, you know, take your foot off the gas a little bit, you know, and just, and find some rhythm of rest. But that is at odds with, I think another need that I'm feeling right now, just in terms of trying to create some sustainability in bivocational ministry, in those realities. And so trying to create stability with Gravity and our work with the church, sort of feels like it demands a lot of energy, creativity, a lot of hustling. And I just look at both of those things and I'm like, I don't know how to do both of them. But I don't know. I feel convicted about both of them. And so that's something I'm still puzzling out and trying to sort out what that might look like.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah,
I'm hopeful I can find some. Yeah. Christy, what were you going to say?
Well, I am curious because y'all have another book in you. I know you do. So neither one of you said that for 2023.
Right.
But our listeners want to know, like, there's another book possibly coming. There's a possibility that you'll start writing that this year. Is that true?
We need to start writing
better,
it this year.
Better Absolutely. Than possible.
Yeah.
I would say maybe. No, better than possible. No. I'd say probable. No, probable, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't mention that, but
yes, definitely. Well, thanks for bringing that up, Christy. It is a good, I am looking forward to that actually. So we're in the initial, we got to get a proposal out and, you know, figure out what the parameters are going to look like for it. But the idea is that like every part of our training that people go through in the cohorts would find its way into one of probably three or four books that we would hopefully be able to write and get out there so that it can be not only for people going through the training, but people can find benefit just, you know, by getting a book and reading through it. So yes, a book on grace and truth, Colin, bringing it back to what you said our podcast series was about, Matt, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
But that's what our book is going to be about, love.
Yeah, it'll be about love. And maybe by way of wrapping up here, I really love doing this podcast with you too.
I love it too.
It is like nice to chat with
really
you all
every
week.
Really fun to me.
Yeah. Christy, you've been such a great addition to the podcast.
It's 5 stars.
All the reviews I've seen have been 5 stars.
I'm saying I give you 5 stars.
I give you five stars, Christy. I don't read the negative ones, so it's okay.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, but I just appreciate both of you and the chance we get to do this with people we like and get to hang out and have great conversations with people together. You know, it's like we're sitting around a table and getting a chance to chat, and then we record it and we get to share it. It's just great. So, anywho, I appreciate both of you. Merry Christmas to you both.
Yep. Merry Christmas to you both as well. And
Happy
listeners,
New Year.
Merry Christmas to you. This will be our last episode for the year. We hope you all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll be back in 2023. So.
All right.
Is that it?
Feliz Navidad. That's it.
Feliz Navidad.
Peace.
See y'all.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gravity Leadership Podcast. If you're finding it helpful, we'd love it if you'd tell your friends about it.
Ratings and reviews online also help others find the podcast. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Joining our Gravity community is free. You'll get our latest content delivered straight to your inbox, as well as an email most Fridays with curated links to articles we found interesting or helpful. To join us, go to gravityleadership.com/join.
Our show is produced by Ben Sternke and Matt Tebbe. Aaron Sternke edits and mixes the podcast, and you can check out his work at aaronsternke.com.
We'd love to hear from you. To record a question or comment for us, go to gravityleadership.com/message and click the Start Record button.
You can also email us at podcast@gravityleadership.com. Catch you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.